Therefore, the second study guide has shown you how data can be collected with aerial photography and satellite imagery. Also, the study guide has shown you how to extract information from aerial photographs. Most people don't realize this, but satellite imagery is way more useful than showing your house on Google Earth. However, data captured by satellites are often unfit for use. These images require processing to make them suitable for use and analysis. Study Unit 10 shows you some of the critical processing techniques that we use. These steps are often referred to as the pre-processing steps. Further, Study Unit 10 shows you how to classify images after the pre-processing stage. I suggest that you read through the whole of Study Unit 10 first, just to get an idea what is meant with pre-processing. In this study unit, I expect you to know the following. Firstly, you should be familiar with the term spectral signature. You should be able to define and explain it. Secondly, you need to be familiar with image enhancement techniques. Note that you do not have to study any of these techniques in detail. You should, however, be able to give an explanation of where you would use these techniques. For example, you should know why contrast stretching is applied. You do not need to go into detail about this. Lastly, you should be able to define and explain supervised and unsupervised classification. You should know which technique is applied, how these techniques work, when training errors are created, and what the results of the classification techniques are. Typically, you should be able to explain supervised and unsupervised classification in about 5 lines for each technique. The last study unit gives you a very brief introduction to GIS. The study unit provides quite a lot of detail. However, I only expect you to know the basics. Once again, read through the whole study unit. If you do not do this, you might not understand GIS. Basically, GIS is a software program. It's simply a software program in similar terms to Microsoft Word or Microsoft Excel. What makes this type of program very different from other programs is that it is able to work with spatial data. The ability to work with spatial data gives geographers a couple of benefits. GIS can manage and analyze spatial data. However, it is very important that you realize that it is only a tool for geographical data. It cannot generate geographical data. When you read through the study unit, I hope that you will be able to see that GIS is able to link spatial data with attribute data. This is one of the major advantages of GIS. You can link any information that you have about a location to that specific location. So what do you need to know? You need to know the basics of GIS. Firstly, you should be able to explain GIS in your own words. Secondly, you should be able to explain the components of GIS. Thirdly, you need to know the different data models that we use to represent geographical data in a computer. You need to know how raster and vector data works. And what are the advantages and disadvantages of these two data models? Importantly, you need to read through the functions of GIS, as you might receive a couple of multiple choice questions on this. However, you need not study this in detail. Closer to the exam, I will upload a podcast that highlights some of the things that you should focus on for the exam. You will receive a tutorial letter with examination guidelines, and I hope that the guidelines, as well as the podcast that I will provide you, will help you with your exam preparation. Should you have any questions, please post them on MyUNISA.